This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by our MSO News Sports baseball insider, Andy Carboni. Andy, welcome.
Well, thank you very much, Bill. We are just a week away from opening day.
Yeah, but that's the one out on the West Coast, but still, it's hard to believe, isn't it? Yeah.
Certainly is. Time is flying, but after a day off, the Red Sox spring training schedule will continue tonight at JetBlue Park as they host the Orioles. First pitch, 6:05. Catch all the action on 93.7 FM. Or you can head on over to Nesson Plus. Sox currently tied for third place with the Nationals in the Grapefruit League standings, a record of 15-10, two ties, 4.5 games behind the first place Orioles.
They don't run previous preseason wins on Nesson Plus this time of year?
Thankfully, no.
Okay. All right. All right.
Don't give them any ideas, Bill.
Yeah, exactly. All right. All right. So we got some names in the news, if you will, for the Red Sox.
Yeah. Brian Baio has been named the opening day starter in Seattle next Thursday. Baio's going to be followed by Nick Pivetta and Cutter Crawford. Cooper Griswold, Tanner Houck, and Garrett Whitlock are currently competing for the final two spots in the rotation. We should have more information on that probably by the end of the weekend. And manager Alex Cora said the team's going to be just fine getting 25 innings through a turn of the five-man rotation. So if I do my math correctly, Bill, that's just 5 innings per starter. Ugh, shoot, how things have changed.
Well,
five, as they say.
Well, 5 innings for a starter isn't that bad right now, I don't think. I mean, come on.
That's just the state of the game these days, and it's certainly a lot different from in our younger days, Bill, that's for sure.
Oh, that's right. No more complete Tom Seaver games and stuff like that. Yeah,
absolutely not.
Bob Gibson. All right, I'm dating myself, I guess. What else do we have, Andy?
Well, pitcher Josh Winkowski was excused from jury duty to be allowed to pitch last Thursday against the Phillies. But then after a poor outing in that game, he was told he will not be part of the starting rotation. So it's kind of a tough way. You get to miss jury duty, and then you're going to get told you're not going to be in the rotation because you pitched lousy that day. So that was kind of a back-and-forth day for Mr. Winkowski that day.
Kind of a bad verdict for him, if you will.
There you go.
Yep. All right.
There's another injury potential situation here in the news as reliever Chris Murphy. He's dealing with a ligament issue in his throwing elbow, and reports say he could likely miss the whole season.
All right, we have a little note up on the post here about Red Sox ticket sales that we've been talking about all along here for the last several weeks, but you have some ticket sale news updates for us?
Yeah, StubHub is reporting that the Red Sox are the 6th best-selling team for tickets on their website. 2024 ticket sales up 35% from last year on the site, and Sox average the 3rd highest ticket prices both home and away on StubHub. So that's kind of interesting, but of course when you talk about the ticket situation here at Fenway, with opening day set for April 9th against the Orioles, tickets, believe it or not, they're still available at the box office at Fenway Park or by logging on to RedSox.com, so you really don't even have to go on to StubHub right now looking for tickets for opening day. And obviously we've said this over recent weeks that when was the last time you could say you could just go online today or head over to the box office and get tickets for opening day?
Yeah, and we do have a link right here on our post if you scroll down below for that ticket link as you were referring to, Andy.
All right, sounds good, and there'll be some festivities on opening day you can get ready for. They've announced at the home opener the team's going to honor Tim and Stacy Wakefield, who both passed away from cancer after the end of last season, and they're also going to honor the 2004 World Series champions. But pitcher Curt Schilling said he will not attend the event after angering the Wakefield family and the Red Sox when he announced that Wakefield had cancer before the information was made public.
That's too bad. But, 20 years since 2004.
Yeah, can you believe it? Wow.
Yeah, I guess so. Whatever.
Time is flying.
Yeah, it's just math. That's all it is. Yeah. All right, so that's the Red Sox update. What do we got from Major League Baseball news?
Well, there's definitely some information happening way out west. The series is in the season underway in Seoul, South Korea, between the Dodgers and the Padres. That two-game series wrapping up this morning. First time the regular season games have been played in South Korea. Yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Padres 5-2. Shohei Ohtani went 2-for-5 with an RBI and a stolen base. And there's been some off-the-field news for Shohei Ohtani since yesterday's game as his interpreter lost his job after the Dodgers fired him in the wake of accusations that he stole from Ohtani. News came out following an LA Times report that Ohtani's interpreter took part in a massive theft of over $4.5 million from the slugger. Plays bets with an illegal bookmaker. The interpreter claims he never bet on baseball, and Ohtani had no idea of his gambling problem. The investigation continues, and there's an alleged bomb threat targeting Shohei Ohtani That's being investigated by police in South Korea. Los Angeles Times and two South Korean newspapers report police got a hold of an email in which someone threatened to detonate a bomb during this series against the Padres. But sources report that threat was not credible. So definitely a lot of off-the-field news involving Shohei Ohtani with the Dodgers in the last 24 to 48 hours.
I mean, how do you get, I mean, this interpreter has got to be good. How do you get your hands on $4.5 million? I mean,
that's a great question. I guess when someone like Ohtani makes that much money, I guess maybe you could overlook that amount. I don't know.
I don't know.
There's more to the story, that's for sure.
I guess if you're Ohtani, that's just walking around money, I guess, as whatever.
Yes, have it in the back pocket and off you go.
But let me just follow up. That game they're playing out there, the Padres and Dodgers, that was a regular season game?
Yep, yesterday was the official start of the season. That game yesterday was a regular season game, and there's a game going on right now. And, you know, so they'll play that two-game series, and then they'll Padres will head back to the States, and they'll have a couple exhibition games before their regular season in the United States gets going next Thursday as well.
All right, Andy, what else do we have for Major League Baseball news notes?
Well, a couple signings since we last spoke. Reigning NL Cy Young Award winner Blake Snell has signed a two-year, $62 million contract with the Giants, and the Braves signed former Red Sox outfielder Adam Duvall to a one-year, $3 million contract.
All right, so this
difference in contracts there going from $62 million to $3 million, but who's talking? You know, it is what it is.
Yeah, wow, that's not okay. So now, what about baseball rule changes for this year, Andy? What are there going to be any new changes?
Yeah, with the season now officially underway, there are some new rule changes to mention to people. The first and biggest, I guess, is that the runners' lanes have been widened to include the dirt area between the foul line and the infield grass. Time between pitches has been shortened from 20 to 18 seconds with runners on base. Umpires will no longer have to immediately reset the clock if a batter calls a timeout. It's going to be up to the pitcher to receive their full 2 minutes and 15 seconds of warm-up time. Mound visits now cut back to 4 per game with 1 guaranteed in the ninth inning. And after a dead ball, the clock will resume once a pitcher has the ball, not when he returns to the mound. And finally, pitchers that warm up now must appear in the game. So, again, a lot of this is kind of mundane stuff, but in this new day and age of shortening the game and that type of thing with pitch clocks and time to warm up in between innings. These are some slight changes going on in the game.
So you're saying if somebody got called in from the bullpen, then they go to the mound, the game is paused, they're warming up, they're taking their 8 pitches or whatever it is, they can't be taken out at that point?
No, unless there's an injury.
Okay.
That would be a situation. But, you know, if the manager saw someone else coming up to pinch hit or something and he said, well, I'm going to make a change here and not that pitcher you brought in has to be used.
Okay.
What does that mean in the big scheme of things? I don't know, but that's just something that they're putting on the table now.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like that happens all that much.
No, but I can't recall things like that happening, but it's out there now.
I'm sure it's happened. I mean, you switch a bat, whatever. Sure, okay. But didn't they used to have a rule that you'd have to pitch to at least one batter? Wasn't that the rule before?
That was put in, last year or the year before.
Oh, okay. I thought it was older than that. Okay.
Yeah, that's a recent recent ruling as well.
All right, Andy. I would say that's it, but I know it's not. You have one more item to share with us.
Yes, we do have one. If you are looking for something different or a different venue to watch a baseball game, Bristol Motor Speedway in Tennessee, where NASCAR held its races this past weekend, it's going to be a site of an MLB game next year. Rumors say it could be between the Braves and the Rangers. So that'll be interesting to see a baseball game inside a NASCAR stadium. So we'll have to see what that's all about.
Yeah.
The details come out.
Yeah, I suppose it could work. I don't know, but whatever.
We'll see.
Yeah. Unless they have those extra long base paths going all the way around the track there.
Yeah, there you go.
Put a base at one end of the Bristol Motor Speedway and so on at the other. Yeah. All right. I guess that's it. Andy, let me just ask you one last thing. Do we know anything more about Red Sox? I mean, I know we know a little bit more about Red Sox starting pitching, but give me the big take on what you're thinking and what you've heard in the past week or so.
Well, it's kind of been status quo the whole spring training. Obviously, they didn't bring in any other big names. You kind of, what you see is what you get with the ball club. A few injuries have derailed a few situations with the starting pitching and the bullpen, but they certainly did not go out and make any changes to try to fix those problems. So we'll have to see how the pitching holds up. I mean, I would think with those last two spots in the rotation, it's probably going to go to Tanner Houck and Garrett Whitlock with Griswold going into the bullpen. still waiting for the second base situation, waiting for Vaughn Grisham, who came in from the Chris Sale trade, to come off the injured list and become the everyday second baseman. So that's still something to be seen. There's been a lot of hype in the spring as well for Jaron Duran, the center fielder for the Red Sox. He seems to be off and running in spring training and posed for a big season, so we'll have to see how that translates. And just the fact that Trevor Story is fully healthy after recovering from Tommy John surgery. He's been having a very good spring, hitting the ball hard and playing great defense. So that will help the situation up the middle and lengthen the lineup a little bit.
Oh, wow. I'm entirely optimistic now. Thank you, Andy.
Am I being optimistic? I don't know.
All right, there he is, baseball insider Andy Carbone with us here on MSONewsSports.com.